What's up, everybody? This is DJ Fizz for What's Poppin' here at radio.dominican.edu. It is 5 o'clock on the dot. And today, as I said, this is What's Poppin'. So everything from pop culture, celebrities, trends, social media, current events, and basically anything I kind of want to talk about. So today is October 20th. I was about to say 22nd. It's October 20th. You know, Halloween is nearing quite soon. And it's kind of scary how fast that this month has gone by. I mean, it's not over yet, but it's nearing dear. So everyone's excited for Halloween and all that jazz. But since this is about pop culture, not a lot has actually happened this week in pop culture, I guess, about celebrities or social media and technology and trends and all that, unless you want to like backtrack and like I can tell you all about the other trends. But we're gonna talk about today what probably everyone was watching last night, because last night was the Warriors game. I'm just kidding, everyone was watching the debate, but if you did watch the Warriors game, it was on last night, and they played against the Lakers, and they won 123-112. So, if you watch that instead of the debate, I mean, you weren't missing much. Just kidding. You gotta watch the debate so you're informed and you know who you're voting for. But if you did watch the Warriors game, good for you. It's probably very similar to the debate. Just kidding. I'm acting like I don't know about basketball. I know about basketball. Don't play me. I know how basketball works. Anyways, back to what people actually were probably watching. I mean, if you're watching the Warriors game, good for you. I did not watch it, but you know, I follow all of them, so I got the deets. I knew what happened. Anyways, to the actual debate. What is actually on everyone's mind, as opposed to all the other things happening in the media. But I'm going to talk about the debate, because it's so hard not to talk about it. When I was figuring out what I wanted to talk about today, I was looking up on like the internet, different websites like E! News and Twitter and BuzzFeed and Complex and all that, and I'm like, nothing is really interesting this week. This is kind of, I've never faced this before where I haven't had a huge topic that I really wanted to talk about. So we're going to talk about the debate, because it's a part of pop culture, and you know, all of us, it's kind of hard to hide from. It's everywhere. As I said, when I was looking up stuff on what I should talk about, everything was based on the debate. So I was like, I have to talk about the debate. There's kind of no way to, I guess, escape it. I mean, you really shouldn't escape it. You should be aware of what can potentially happen to our country. So if you didn't watch the debate, this was the last presidential debate against Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. So, of course, they did not shake hands. Like, of course. They didn't do that last time. I'm pretty sure they did the first time, but gotta keep things to business. And, you know, handshakes, they're not in friendliest state of mind right now. So, handshakes is not what it's all about. It's about getting your point across. But the thing is, what I don't get, okay, I'm going to sound so biased during this whole thing about me talking about the debate, and I'm not super into politics, I'm not very knowledged or educated on politics, the policies and everything that goes on as a politician, but I mean, I have a say. I am going to be voting for the first time in our presidential election, and I do have a lot to say, but I'm not going to go too much into political views and certain rights and wrongs, because I am not educated on the subject as well as other people are. And I don't want y'all to be fact checking me now, because some information might be wrong. So I'm going to stick to what I believe and what I know, because if I go on and say these bad stuff about this one person, it's like, where's your facts to back that up? It's like, oh, I don't have any. So we're going to stick to what I know. And if I do say some stuff that's like politically not in your, you know, views or what you believe in, then I apologize. I'm saying that right now. PSA, public service announcement. If you like Donald Trump, I'm I would advise you to log off now. I'm just kidding. You should still listen because me as a person here. Yeah. Even if you do like him, you should listen to see as a view, as a someone who of the younger generation who's in college, a college student, what they see from this media, who's not that involved in the media or politicians or the election, what they see as someone my age, just because I'm not too engaged into the election, but it's what I see and how this is affecting my vote. Just think about that. So what I don't get is how, okay, every single debate, they're like, these people are here because they have undecided votes on the election this year. Like, how are you not, how are you still undecided is my question. And I'm sorry for those people who are undecided and are against the person I will be voting for. But I mean, it is clear to me, and it's been clear before, like, I don't know, man. I don't get how people are undecided. And if you aren't undecided, like, just vote for the right person. If you know what I'm talking about. So, I just don't get that. And for those of you, like, are saying, oh, I don't like either of the candidates, so I'm not going to vote. That is so dumb to me. It is so dumb. Like, please vote. It doesn't matter who you're... if you don't agree with any of them, do vote for the person that you believe will do better than the other, which is obvious to me, but not obvious to others. Excuse me. Anyways, I just don't like when people are like, I'm not going to vote. It's so dumb to me. When I turned 18, my government teacher was like, you got to register to vote. So we all did it in class, and I didn't know my social, so I couldn't do it in class, but I did it after, and... you know, I voted in the primary, I'm gonna vote this year, so everyone get out there and vote. You gotta vote for someone. You can't just not vote. You are an American citizen, you better vote for our country, because the country's future depends on us, literally. Okay, so if you didn't watch the debate, it's, as I said before, it's kind of hard not to know what exactly happened. Because it was all over social media. I was watching the debate, but I was also on Twitter because I was looking at all the things that news put out about, like, fact-checking and what my peers said and what, like, anyone said, basically, because it was everywhere. Whether you follow certain people who talk about the debate or political things, it doesn't matter. I really don't. But it was all over my feed because... okay, you alter your feed on Twitter to what you like and what you want to see. I don't follow any politicians. I'm pretty sure I don't even follow Hillary. I should probably do that. I don't even think I follow Barack Obama, Mr. President, or Michelle. Oh my God. Anyways, even if you don't follow those certain kind of people, it was still all over your news feed, as was mine was like that. So I saw it everywhere, and it was too hard. What I want to talk about, though, are the certain kind of quotes that were put out on Twitter, specifically. Not even just Twitter. It was all over BuzzFeed as well, and social media in general. But this is, I mean, it's mostly about Trump because he did say all these things, and it was all over the media. So one of the first quotes I want to talk about that he talked about was bad hombres. And he said hombres. It's hombres. I am Hispanic. It's hombre. He sounded like he said he was hungry. Like tengo hambre, you know? And that's what Twitter said too. It said, Donald Trump alluded to a group of bad hombres as proof that we need a wall, a border between the United States and Mexico. Trump jabbed at bad hombres when people heard the word hambre instead of hombre. To some, though, that many would be wondering if he was actually hungry. And me being a Hispanic, my father is Mexican, my family's Mexican, but we're Hispanic, and he was born in Mexico, we have family in Mexico, so my dad hates Trump, I'm just gonna put that out there, he hates Trump. He said hombres, and so that was all over Twitter about how that's his specific view on immigration and all that. And that's so dumb to me. I'm not going to go into that part because I don't know exactly what he would do. I know he said he's going to put a wall, but what has to go through and all that. I mean, I know I actually did a project on immigration. I didn't do a project on immigration. I wrote a story for the journalism Dominican Beat, if you want to check that out, about immigration and how it is viewed and how that it can potentially tear a lot of families apart if this certain nominee is elected. So a lot of people were responding in a horrible way, as they should, of how he spoke in this way. People were saying, we have some bad hombres here, Mr. Trump. You don't have to speak in America that way, and you will never will. So that first one obviously wasn't for him and knew that he wasn't going to say. Shonda Rhimes tweeted out, wait, rewind, did this racist just say bad hombres? I thought that was funny, so I had to put that in. So a lot of people were making jokes out of the fact that he said bad hombres. So they were like, bad hombres, that sounds like a cool band name. Or that sounds like my fantasy football team. Or, oh my god, one of my favorite ones that we're talking about, bad hombres. Because he said hombre, which is also how you say hungry in Spanish, but it also is a term spelled differently, O-M-B-R-E-S, hombres, as the hair. If you don't know, if you get your hair ombre'd, it's like fading from dark to light. So your hair would be a dark brown at the top and eventually fade into a blonde. It'd be really nice. So he said bad ombres, which sounds like bad ombres as in the hair. So there were so many tweets going out around bad ombres, and there was pictures. You should really look this up. Go on Twitter. You don't even have to go on Twitter. Go on anywhere and type in bad ombres as the hair would spell it. So O-M-B-R-E-S. And there's just these photos of bad ombres. So these girls' hair who would, how I said ombres go from dark to light gradually, it would be like dark hair and then a straight line of blonde hair. It was just so funny. I was like, I didn't even think of bad ombres. That's such a creative thing. And Twitter and social media are so fast on these things. It's hilarious. That is why I was on Twitter as I was watching the debate, because like Trump or Hillary would say something and then I'd go on Twitter and someone would already make a joke out of it or put their view on it or something, and I thought that was hilarious. So that's why I personally watch the debate and then I go on Twitter as I'm listening, just to see what people think, and also because, you know, these creative people on Twitter are real fast to come back with things. So yeah, and the pictures that I was talking about, the hair, someone was like, yeah, you're right, Trump, bad hombre's hair should be illegal, not the other one, because, oh, since I'm talking about the bad hombres and how he's going to build a wall, I thought it was hilarious. So apparently, I didn't know this, but in the debate last night, they said that Trump's, he's from Las Vegas. And if you didn't know, the last debate was held in Las Vegas and UNLV, the university out there. And I was just in Vegas like a couple months ago, and I did not know how close the UNLV was to the actual Las Vegas Strip and Trump Tower. I guess, I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's a hotel, but it's called like the Trump Towers or whatever. So what they did as a protest, and I thought this was such a good idea. It was very creative, and it was a good peaceful protest in a way. They made a Trump wall around his building in taco trucks. Like, if that's not amazing, like, what is? That is such a good idea, and it was in support of immigrants, and of course it was against Trump. So I just thought that was such a good idea of how to do, you know, a peaceful protest. And it wasn't in the form as like a normal protest. It was just giving a little, like, making sure that Trump noticed, like, tacos are great, man. Don't build a wall around them unless they're a wall of taco trucks. Because, like, I try to stick to like a vegetarian diet, but like, dude, tacos are great. So me being Mexican, you know, it's hard to stay away from tacos. Okay, another quote I want to talk about that the Republican nominee said was, they were talking about abortion. I thought that was a good thing to talk about, because First of all, he is not a woman. Although some people may call him that. He is not a woman. I don't believe you have a say when you're not a woman. And a woman, I'm saying this so weird, but that's how you say it. He's saying that you can rip a baby out of the room like a day before you're due. That is not correct. Like, what? It said only about 1.2% of 1 million abortions are performed each year in the U.S. and are so-called late-term abortions performed after the 20th week of pregnancy. And most of those are done before the 24th week of pregnancy. And, like, the fact that I totally agree with what Hillary was saying when she rebutted and was like, using this scare factor is not an appropriate way to get your point across, you know? It was dumb to me. And hashtag I'm with her. If you didn't know that hashtag. I'm not even done with my little quotes, though. Another quote that Mr. Donald Trump said, which also got a huge boatload of backlash on the internet, was when, I forgot what they were talking about, but they were going back and forth on a certain subject, and he says, nobody respects women more than I do. Nobody. And Twitter went wild, and I'm just, so did the audience. The audience even cracked up. Everyone at my home cracked up. I'm sure everyone watching cracked up. How are you gonna go and say nobody respects women more than you do when you just, a video just released of you talking about grabbing women inappropriately, touching them inappropriately, and your locker room talk is not very respectable, Mr. Trump. I'm sorry. Excuse me while I laugh that off, because that is so not true. He said, nobody in the world respects women more than I do. And then he said, nobody. Which is so baffling. And everyone on Twitter, basically, I think that was one of the most against from the quote where he talks about, I'm not going to accept the fact, because they said, will you accept the results of the vote? And he said, no, I will not accept the results. But today he released a statement, or he was doing a speech, I don't know, and it said, I will accept the results of the vote if I win. So basically he won't accept the votes because he better not win. Anyways, I'm trying to be like not so rude, but it's kind of hard not to. And if you, I don't know, man, this is why I don't like to talk about this certain things, because either I sound super rude or I sound dumb because I don't know what I'm talking about, or I just sound like biased. But I'm gonna talk more about the respecting women thing. And he's talking about he respects women the most, and it just razzles me up inside, you know? And it should to everyone, because it's not true. All this stuff is coming out about you, and you want to go ahead and say you're the most respectable man on the planet. There were so many pictures of like people just giving him side eye and saying you respect women, and then, you should look it up, it's hilarious. Anyways, a part of that, I'm pretty sure this is on Netflix. I saw this video. It was on Twitter, but I'm pretty sure this is from, it's either a campaign ad or it's from the new Netflix series or movie called The 13th, about discrimination and all that. But there was a video, and it's titled like The Good Old Days. And if you haven't seen it, I highly, highly recommend it. It's very powerful, and it gives you chills. It's him speaking, and then it's showing clips from the good old days, as he says, where African-Americans are being treated horribly. And then it goes back to what he says and his rallies and how they're related, and how the good old days reflects on what he's doing right now and what he believes to be the good old days, which are not the good old days. And I'm just going to read a couple of the things that he says in the video. You should really watch it. The music. I shouldn't talk about the music. But the scenes and what he says, it's just very powerful. And the tweet that was put out on it, like the caption for the tweets of him and the video, was just like, if this doesn't give you chills, then what will? Like, it literally gave me chills. He he says all these things while he's doing his rallies. So if you didn't know about what has happened during his rallies, a lot of people have come to protest who are anti-Trump supporters, and African-Americans and Hispanics have come to try to protest, and they've been like shamed upon and thrown out and I don't want to say beaten, but like fought against, I don't know. So they have come, and this is basically what is relating to the video. So this is just a couple things he says. One of the videos is him talking at a rally, and then I think a Hispanic or African-American comes in, and they're booing the person, and they're trying to get him out, and he's like, yeah, knock the crap out of them. And they said, they used to treat them, these people, rough, that they would learn and not do these things again. In the good old days, when a guy like that, in a place like this, they would leave being carried out on a stretcher. In the good old days, they would rip them out of those seats so quickly. In the good old days, law enforcement acted in a lot quicker than they do now. I am a law and order candidate. That is what he says. Just this, I highly, highly, highly recommend looking up this video. You can probably just search Trump in quotes, the good old days. And I probably should double check and whether to see if it is from that Netflix thing or if it's just a campaign thing. But it literally is so chilling. Like, I never saw, I mean, yeah, I know he's not the greatest person, but when I saw that video, and it like literally gave me chills. Especially, I don't know if you saw the other video where Michelle Obama spoke about his locker room video. That was also so chilling, and I'm like getting chills right now just talking about it. But yeah, she was speaking about how she doesn't believe that that type of person can be the president of our country. And she was getting choked up talking about it, and like I was getting choked up just watching it. It's so chilling to me how someone like that has the potential to rule our country. And I'm getting chills because I'm sitting here alone talking about this. And the government is everywhere. Oh my God. I am a firm believer of the Illuminati. And if you don't know what the Illuminati is, it's like a secret society or a secret government that is controlling our world. And I'm sure DJ Young Z's show, what is it called? It's Getting Weird. Hers is about conspiracy theories. I'm sure she's probably talked about the Illuminati, and if she hasn't, she has to talk about the Illuminati. So, I mean, I'm sure Trump is in the Illuminati, but all the presidents are in the Illuminati, and if he is, like, one of the heads of the Illuminati, the world is just gonna get even creepier. Look up the Illuminati. Like, I wouldn't say I'm a firm believer, but, like, a lot of that stuff totally makes sense. And it's crazy. Okay, so as I said before, you gotta vote. In the words of President Barack Obama, don't boo, vote. It is literally so crucial, like out of any election, just to vote this year. And I was talking about this with my mom, and I was like, you know what, I've never seen so many ads or so many celebrities speak out about reminding people to get out there and register to vote, because how important the vote counts. And because I don't think it's ever been this important. It's either way, it's gonna be a huge change, because I mean, the first female president, she's already gone so far in being able to be the Democratic nominee. But I mean, you know, the other side will be a huge, I think, culture shock, because just the way the campaign has been run, it doesn't seem like it's very good at the end. So, you know, for those who are undecided, which I don't know how you want, but no judging, even though I sound very judgy, I'm not judging. Get out there, make your decision, and vote, please. There is no help in this world. I'm just kidding. There is world. This is very important for our generation to vote. I think so. And, oh, along with the about how a lot of people are speaking out on our younger generation to get out and vote and all that. So if you haven't watched the debate, you can totally still watch it. I'm pretty sure it's on Twitter and all that jazz. You can watch it anywhere. They even had college watch party stories on Snapchat. And for those of you who don't know about Snapchat, they have these stories that are worldwide. So you can go to the Discover page and there'll be news on like regular news things like Cosmopolitan, People, Refinery 29, MTV News, regular news, and they have the world stories. So sometimes it will be like, you know, a day in the life of someone who lives in Britain or a certain holiday in a different country. And yesterday's was college watch parties for this election. So they had the story was, you can click it and you can see different people and different universities speak out on their opinions and watching them watch the debate. And actually, one of my friends, she goes to UC Santa Barbara, and she made it on the story, the worldwide story, and she was in support of Hillary. And she was wearing a Hillary shirt and drinking out of a Hillary mug. So, I mean, yeah, of course she was on the story. That was a good thing for her. And she was super excited that she was on the story. So shout that out if you want to go look on the Snapchat story. She is one of the last people on the story, and she's wearing the Hillary shirt. So you can't miss her. So if you want to check that out, go ahead. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the current presidential, not the candidates, but our current president, Mr. President Obama, and the First Lady. This is DJ Fizz with What's Poppin', and I'll be right back at radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back. This is DJ Fizz at radio.dominican.edu. This is What's Poppin'. And before I left, I was talking about basically a debate and everything that came around that social media wise. And then I was going to talk about the current president, Mr. Barack Obama, and our first wonderful First Lady, Michelle. What a couple. So this week was on October 18th was the last state dinner. If you didn't see that, or if you didn't see that, if you didn't see all those amazing pictures out of Barack and Michelle coming out, and they do those pictures every time, and there's a lot of pictures on the internet of her and all the stunning gowns that she's worn over the past 13 state dinners. She looked amazing in her rose gold Versace gown. It was so pretty. If you haven't looked it up, please look it up. But it was her 13th and final state dinner appearance. She was physically beaming in a rose gold sequin ruched gown by the world famous renowned Italian label Versace. And there's actually a whole article on E! News online of a timeline of all the gowns she has worn to all her state dinners, and I was looking at it. My favorite one in particular is from this year and May 13th in a gown by Naeem Khan. I think that's how you pronounce her name, but yeah, go look it up, because our first lady got some nice fashion skills. And not to toot my own horn, but I was voted best dressed my high school. What is that called? Superlative? That was my high school superlative. Along with Ride or Die, which is funny because a lot of us aren't friends anymore. So I don't know what that says about my fashion, but wow, I should be talking about this. Anyways, Michelle was stunning as usual, as well as Barack in his normal suit and tie, or I think he wore a bow tie. But anyways, they look nice. Another thing about Michelle that is going around everywhere that I saw is recently she was in the New York Times Style magazine. Damn. These photos, Michelle, a lot of them were in black and white colored, but Michelle was featured in, I really should have found out what she was wearing, but it only showed her from the chest up, and she was posing really nicely, and those photos are stunning. And in my opinion, I think the Obamas like the public eye, because they make so many public appearances. Like, I know they're supposed to, but like on talk shows, and they do a lot of social involvement and charity work. And I mean, Michelle Obama even co-hosts the Ellen Show. I love Ellen. I say that like every show. But even Barack Obama was on Running Wild with Bear Grylls, which is a show of a survival guy named Bear Grylls. And he takes celebrities out for, I think, 2 days or a day, or 2 days and one night. And they spend the night in like the middle of nowhere and try to survive off of anything. Like, they can't help. The camera crew can't help them. They can't bring food. They have to find sleep in the middle of a snowstorm or a hot desert or something. So Barack went with him, and I'm pretty sure he just stayed one day instead of a night, just because, you know, he is the president, and they had to scope out the area to make sure it was safe because he is the president. And they even did like a helicopter scope out, and there was Secret Service and all that. So I mean, that was still pretty cool that he got to do that, because I really like that show. You should check it out. It's called Running Wild with Bear Grylls. I'm not exactly sure if the series is still going on right now, but it's really cool. He used to have this show called Man vs. Wild. No, that was just him out in the wilderness, but this, he's having celebrities come out with him for the day, or the 2 days, and it's really cool, and seeing how well he is as a survival guide and what these people actually have to do. Like, this isn't even on my agenda, but I'll talk about Bear Grylls, because he's such a good, like, if I was stranded out of a desert, I would want to be stranded with Bear Grylls. He knows how to get out of situations. He knows how to stay in survival for like days, and what is right, what you can eat, what you cannot eat, what's the safest place to sleep, where, what certain tracks or certain animals and stuff like that. And like, he had one of them, he had like Nick Jonas, and Nick Jonas is diabetic, so he had to figure out ways that he didn't jeopardize that. And it was in like a snowy area, I don't know where it was, but they had to go into a freezing water lake, and they had to warm up his feet really quick, because for diabetics, they can't do that. They need their circulation in their feet and stuff, so they needed like their circulation and stuff, and he came to the rescue and did all that jazz. So if you ever have to answer that question, who would be stuck on a stranded island with, you pick Bear Grylls because he is the survival guide of the gods. And he's like British or something, so that helps. He is married though. Beside the point. So, veering away from, I guess, the election part of what's been going on in the world, there, as I said, there wasn't that like huge things going on in the pop culture world. So, we're just going to talk about the little things that happened. And I'll probably bring up the Kardashians as usual, because even though, you know, Kim is still in hiding, or not in hiding, but she's not into her social media since her robbery, they are still in the social media, of course. So, before I get to them, I'm going to talk about, oh my god, Adele. I love Adele so much. I even have, like, a poster of her in my room of her from the Rolling Stones. She has no makeup on. She's in, like, a robe with wet hair. She's just posing there, and it's, like, the chest up, and it's so beautiful. I love Adele. I went to her concert. Wow. I don't even remember what it was. It was earlier this... I want to say it was in August. Or was it in August? It was either in August or September. I don't remember. I should remember because it was, like, the best night of my life. Anyways, she's on tour right now. And what was so cute that happened this week, it was her anniversary with her longtime partner, Simon, which is also her baby daddy. At the end of each concert, she ends it with, you know how they usually do, like, most concerts end with, like, an encore or some spectacular thing at the end. So she comes back with the encore, and she sings two more songs. When we were young, and then she sings Rolling in the Deep as her last two songs. And normally when she's singing the last song, confetti comes from the ceiling, and the confetti is a bunch of handwritten notes from her. They're obviously not handwritten, she's not gonna write all the confetti, but it's her handwriting, all the confetti of her lyrics from her songs. And I would know because I went, and I was so close. I was like row 12 or something on the floor. And then when she came back for the second set, the encore, she told everyone on the floor, she was like, no, who cares about the seats? Come closer, come closer. So I was with my sister and I ran to the stage and totally forgot about her. I even left like my purse and my jacket behind. She had to get it. But I like ran to the stage and I was so close to her, and I got a video of her so close singing to the last encore song, and she's even in my background on my phone still because I can't change it. Anyways, those confettis that she has of her song lyrics, her partner Simon, he changed them for this last tour or this last show. I'm pretty sure it was this week. And he changed them to pink confetti. And instead of her lyrics, they were love notes because it was their 5th anniversary, and he actually surprised her with that. So she didn't know that that was going to happen. And they had words like, I love you, and like, love you long time. And they had like secret, like, love note things or whatever. And it was so cute. That's such a good touch. Her and Angelo have been together for 5 years, and they have an adorable 3-year-old son named Angelo. I like how I said that he was adorable, but I really don't know what he looks like because she's trying to keep him out of the limelight. So she hasn't really put out photos of him. There's been like a couple, but don't know what he looks like. So that's funny that I said that. But she does say that she wants more kids, which I am all for. More little mini Adeles running around. Oh my god, she should have a little girl. That'd be so cute. And she should name her Adele. I even want to name my daughter Adele. I wanted to name my car Adele when I first got my car, but then I was like, I kind of want to name my daughter that, so I can't name my car. I mean, I could, but then later if she's like, what'd you name me after, Mom? I'm going to be like, oh, my first car. No. Anyways, I love Adele. You should all go listen to her music, admire her. She's so beautiful. She's British. I'm saying that I love like the UK and the Britain, but I've never been there. But you know what? I'm actually going to the UK over Christmas break, and I'm so excited because I just like all the people from Britain, like Adele, the Beatles, like the Spice Girls, all those amazing people are from the UK, and I just love the weather over there and the architecture and everything. So let's see if I go. I'm going there, but let's see if I actually love it. As I say that I love it now, even though I've, you know, never been there, but, you know, I love everything from Britain. I love English breakfast tea. See, there you go. I'm going to have that every day while I'm there. Anyways, back to more some pop culture and celebrity news. Talking about the Kardashian news, I feel like Kardashians should be a segment because they always come up. So, oh, what is all this? My bad. I dropped my stuff. Anyways, so in Kardashian news, the youngest, she's not a Kardashian, but Jenner, the youngest Jenner, Kylie Jenner, if you didn't know, she is she's like a makeup mogul now with her own business and all that. She, just do a little recap. I talked about Kylie on one of my earlier shows, but I'll just do a little recap. She got lip injections when she was like 17 years old or something, and she got huge controversy, I can't even say that word, but you know what I mean, about this lip injection because she was so young. And she ended up turning that insecurity into a, because people were talking about it negatively, she ended up turning that into a business. And now she's like even more of a millionaire and has like 10 cars and 2 houses at the age of 19. So good for her. Like, no hate there. No matter how you got there, girl, you got there. So good for you. So anyway, she has a makeup line, and her newest makeup was launched today at 1 p.m. So if you missed it, sorry, I just checked her Snapchat a couple hours ago, maybe an hour ago, and she was like, it's sold out, which, I mean, I'm sure it probably sold out in the first couple minutes, but I just saw that it did actually sell out, and it was her Kai Shadows, which is eyeshadows, but she likes to put her name into her makeup. She has Kai liners and Kai Shadows, and I don't know, what else can you make makeup? She can put, like, Kai brow and for like your eyebrows and highlight. Oh, that's a good one for highlight. Anyways, so her new burgundy palette came out, and I'm not sure how much it's sold for, but her lipsticks are like 30 or maybe more than that. I think they're around 30 for like a lipstick or a liquid lipstick and a lip liner. So I'm sure her palette's around like 40 or 50 bucks. But, you know, I'm not that into makeup, so I'm not going to go out and spend that money. No matter how much I like the Kardashians, I'm not going to go out and spend that much money. Because, you know what? If you're into the Kardashians, and not even if you're into Kardashians, if you're into makeup and you like all the Kylie Jenner stuff that's coming out and her makeup, dude, look for those dupes, because those are so legit. You don't even have to look that hard. I stumble upon a lot of them, actually, as I said, as I was talking about Snapchat before, and they have the Discover with the news and stuff like that. There's always like news about the dupes and Kylie Jenner stuff. Like BuzzFeed too has all those articles, and Cosmopolitan and 17 and Teen Vogue, about dupes you can buy for her makeup brand. So like, don't sweat it if you didn't, you know, get there at 1 o'clock today and get those Kai shadows. I'm sure they'll put out an article soon about, you know, shadows that you can get that are very similar. And not just news outlets, a lot of beauty gurus and stuff online do like these reviews or whatever, and find you some reasonable dupes out there. It's along with the lip kits, a lot of those dupes are everywhere. So if you want like those lip kits, go to like ColourPop or NYX. A lot of them are out there, and I'm sure they're not the same quality or whatever. I'm not one to, I guess, be a credible source, because I haven't bought them and compared them myself, but these are from just a lot of the news sites out there who are saying that, you know, they're good enough if you don't want to spend the 30 something dollars on her lip kits. You know, NYX are like $8 and ColourPop's are like $6, so that's where I'm gonna be, because if I'm not that into makeup, I'm not gonna invest into that. Anyways, more Kardashians here. I'm gonna talk about, Khloe Kardashian released her new denim line this week. And I talked about this probably in one of my first shows, when she was first talking about how she was gonna release them, and she released them this week. And they're called Good American Jeans, and they're supposed to be for all women. Yay, all women. Short, small, fat, thick. Like that song. This is kind of like a out of the way, like not involved, but it kind of is. But you know that song where it's like, she ain't fat, bruh, she just a little thick. That's just funny, because my dog's like fat, and whenever we call her fat, my sister sings that song. Anyway, back to jeans for all types of women. So the brand's called Good American, and it was launched yesterday in stores at Nordstrom and online. So I saw that via her Snapchat, of course. I follow all of them, even, you know, I'm sure you do, even if you don't like them. You gotta follow them. The jeans range from like $150 and up. And at first I was like, that's too much money for a pair of jeans. But then I heard her talking in an interview how she was like, I want jeans, high quality boutique style jeans for all types of women. So when she said that, I was like, oh, I guess that's why they're that much. But I mean, if they're that much, they better be good quality, because my $20 Target jeans are holding up pretty fine in that quality department. Anyways, BuzzFeed had an exclusive on her jeans that released. Before they released, they had an exclusive where, I don't know if you know about BuzzFeed, but they do like these different studies and videos about people trying things. They even have a segment called Try Guys, where these Try Guys go out and try different things that are up in the social media, and they have a ladylike where the ladies try stuff, and I love that. You know, my high goal and dream, it's like, you know, I want to be a ladylike and test all these things. Anyways, back to BuzzFeed, they had the exclusive on her jeans, and they had women try out the jeans to see if they were like up to par and for all women. And there's 22 different styles and colors and options for her collection. I haven't looked at all of them, but the ones that I saw, I mean, I personally did not like, but I mean, they're jeans, and it's kind of hard not to like jeans. There's very few that are like, oh, those are ugly pair of jeans. You know, jeans are just jeans. But a lot of the women said they liked the jeans. They were very flattering. They're very practical. They're very comfortable. Someone who was 5'1 was like, this length is great, and I'm surprised, which that caught my eye, because I'm like 5'2 maybe, 5'3, and that's always a problem with me with jeans and even leggings, that jeans don't fit me all the way in all the right places, and it's just, they're way too long because I'm short. And a lot of places, like jean companies, don't have the option of shorts, because I know I have a couple pair of Levi's and they come in short. But not all of them do, so. I mean, that caught my eye, but I'm not about to go spend $180 on a pair of jeans that are better length than me when I can hem them. You know, I mean, good for you if you got them. None of the women actually said they would go out and buy these jeans, but, you know, if you want to do that investment and spend that much money on the jeans, go ahead. They like them, but a lot of the women were like, you know, these are nice jeans, but I can probably find similar ones at Old Navy or like American Eagle and stuff like that. But if you have the money and you want to do that, go ahead. The final verdict was, if you can afford these jeans, they would work really well for a number of body types and shapes, but they are really effing expensive. That is a direct quote from BuzzFeed. So I will not be going and buying these jeans, but if you want to, go ahead. More Kardashian news. Oh my god. I try not to talk about them so much, but a lot of the things that have been going around in pop culture haven't really caught my eye this week, so I gotta talk about them. Rob Kardashian, the only brother, posted a picture up recently on Instagram, and if you didn't know, he's a daddy to be. His fiance now, Blac Chyna. I have to explain this again, the crazy triangle in this family. But Rob is engaged to Blac Chyna, who has a baby with Tyga, who is dating Kylie, who's 19, and he's like 28. And anyways, so yeah, he posted a picture on Instagram with Chyna was like, throwback, and he put, I need to lose this baby weight. And I just thought that was funny, because like, man, you are not carrying the baby. I know you undergo stress as your partner is carrying the baby, but you are not carrying the baby. If you wanted to lose weight, you could have. And I'm not trying to be a hater or anything, but like, man, he's gained weight, and that's been his problem for the past couple years. And it's like, so what? You've been carrying this baby weight for this long? Oh my god, I sound so rude. Anyways, go ahead and lose that weight. There's even that funny line in one of Kanye's songs where it's like, and Blac Chyna helped them with the weight, but they're not done yet. So he says that once she has the baby, which is coming soon, it's probably this month or early this next month in November that they're gonna have the baby. Oh, and if it's born in November, it's, or December, it's close to Kim's baby, North, who was just born last December. So as I'm talking about Kim and got a little segue into there. I saw this article on Complex. So I don't know how accurate this is, but if you didn't know, she was like robbed in France probably 2 weeks ago. It's a very scary matter, and she hasn't been on social media since because it's like shaking her up, and this has been a problem for them in the past about their security and stuff like that. So apparently, I don't know how credible this is, but it says apparently she is building a $100,000 panic room in her Bel Air mansion. So I guess this is just in case, you know, something like this happens again, or if she's in a scary situation where she has to, I guess, rely on the fact that there is a panic room. Because I don't know, when you're a millionaire like that, you can afford to buy panic rooms. I don't know. That's, you know, go ahead, girl, if you want to do that and you're that scared. So she hasn't really been on social media and said her point, but her mom spoke out about that, and she was like, yeah, we're family. I mean, her mom spoke out about it. Our sister Courtney spoke about it, I think this morning or yesterday. I saw it on Twitter, which was talking about, with Australian news, and she talked, Chloe also talked about it, but they all talk about it very, very vaguely. They don't really go into detail, and they're just like, yeah, she's doing well. You know, we're family, we're gonna stick together and all that jazz. So no one's really spoken out in depth about it, and Kim hasn't come out to talk about it. So I mean, I guess this story will not die down until Kim actually comes out and talks about it. Which, I mean, they'll never die down. We were talking about this before, how they're so relevant and they're still going to be relevant. Anyways, away from the Kardashian news, even though there's so much Kardashian news, this is just a little, like, fun fact I had to put out there, because, as I said, there wasn't that much exciting things happening in pop culture this week. But I think this happened, like, last week or something, that Princess Kate from England... I don't know why I said that like that, but she flew commercial on a commercial air flight, and I thought that was very, like, relatable, as they say. She's like she's a relatable princess, you know. They did a whole segment on it on E, and I thought that was hilarious how they're talking about how relatable she is. Like, oh, she reuses her clothing. Like, I think everyone does that, you know. And so she flew commercial on a flight, and of course all the passengers went wild. You know, what would you do? People go wild when you see, like, a celebrity, but she's royalty, and you see her on a commercial flight, and of course she flew first class, and it was only a 50-minute flight, so I think that's why she was probably like, oh no, don't bring the private whatever, I'll just fly, it's only 50 minutes. So good for her being the relatable princess she is. So in other news that happened this week, oh my god, I have to talk about this. Jane the Virgin returned this last Monday. If you don't watch this, go on Netflix and catch up. You still have time to catch up. They're on their third season, but season 1 and 2 are on Netflix. Catch up. It's about starring Gina Rodriguez and I don't know the rest of the people's name, but Gina Rodriguez is the main character. And Jane the Virgin is about Jane, the main character, Gina Rodriguez, who artificially got inseminated by a doctor. So she got pregnant and had a baby. She obviously has the baby already because they're on season 3, but she got artificially inseminated. So she, by a random, not a random doctor, it was her doctor, but she was inseminated. So the father, she did not know the father. So the whole TV show, I don't want to give away too much, but like, it's her and the baby daddy, I guess you can say, because she didn't know the father, obviously, because she was artificially inseminated, and then she was already engaged to a guy when this happened. So the whole story is like a love triangle between them and how their, you know, co-parenting goes. And she's living with her mother, and she's also a student trying to get like her graduates or whatever. She's a writer and she's Hispanic. And she has a long-lost father who's in telenovelas. So that's the part that, you know, gets people interested, is that because this is like, it's set up to be a stereotypical telenovela, but it's also like made in the comedy way. So I think that's how it's gotten such a big viewing, because it's funny in the fact that, you know, that if you haven't watched, telenovelas are basically soap operas. So They're not basically, they are soap operas, they're just in Spanish. So those are already so dramatic and funny in the, like, I know they're supposed to be serious, but they're funny because they're so dramatic. So Jane the Virgin is specifically supposed to be so dramatic, and they even have a, not them themselves, they're not dramatic, but they have the soap opera element, as that her father's in a telenovela, they have a narrator who has like a Hispanic accent, her mother or her grandmother's Hispanic, she only speaks Spanish in the show, but there's subtitles, don't worry. And there's always like different shifts in the show that make it so dramatic, but like the acting isn't dramatic as normal soap operas are, don't worry, it's just the different elements that make it like a soap opera. And I got my mom into this show when she had surgery over the summer, and so she was on bed rest, so I was like, she had Netflix on her laptop, so I was like, dude, watch Jane the Virgin, and she finished it so quickly, and now she's caught up, and you know, we're watching it together. It's every Mondays on, wow, I think it's on the CW. Oh my god, I think it's on the CW. No, it's on channel 44 or whatever that is. Jane the Virgin at 9 o'clock. Catch up, you still have time, go on Netflix and check it out, because it's such a good show. It's like, all my friends have gotten me into it. I heard about it because I heard a lot of people are into it that I know, so it had already been like a topic of discussion and in my mind of like, oh, I heard this show is good or whatever. So when I, as summer came last summer and the boredom came as usual and I needed something to do, Netflix binge watching was always an option, you know. Yeah, it's always an option. Binging, no. Binging is never not a good idea. That is such a horrible thing to say. But like this day and age, we were just talking about this in my last class, how internet is such an important aspect into our lives and how TV is kind of going away, you know, because I don't, aside from, as I was talking about Jane the Virgin being on primetime TV, what else do I watch on TV? I watch like The Ellen Show, of course, every day. And like, I do watch The Kardashians and like reality TV, like Housewives and stuff like that. But most of the stuff I do watch is on Netflix now or on like YouTube or other videos. So those parts of the social media are taking over. So, you know, get yourself a Netflix account or a Hulu account. I think those are like $8. I'm not sure. I have a Netflix account and it's one of the best things. You know, it has, here, I'll just do a little synopsis on Netflix and what it is. It's basically, it's like a monthly thing. It's like $8 depending on how many devices you want it on, what's your plan or what stuff like that. And you get so many movies and so many TV shows, and Netflix even has their own TV shows and movies. That's how popular Netflix is getting. You know, Orange is the New Black, Stranger Things, and all these other Netflix series that are coming out that are becoming so successful. And that's the part where I'm talking about how Netflix is taking over TV, because a lot of like college students, and not even college students, like my sister, she has her own place and she's like, I'm not gonna get cable. Why? I have Netflix. Like, I don't watch anything on cable. I'm just gonna rely on Netflix and Hulu and, you know, YouTube to watch my entertainment, because all this stuff is not just old TV shows and movies that you wanna like binge and catch up on, but they have their own series themselves. And that's a really cool factor, I think, that they even have their own shows. That's another part from why I got Netflix, because I wanted to see the Netflix shows, because you have to watch them on Netflix. And I mean, the price you pay for Netflix is nothing compared to what you would pay for cable. And I'm not telling you to go out and like cancel your cable or whatever, but it's a good investment. I love Netflix. Oh, and another side note to you know, Netflix series, 13 Reasons Why is coming out pretty soon. I think it's gonna come out in November. It's gonna be a new Netflix series about, I'll probably talk about this more when it does come out. It's a new Netflix series based on a book by Jay Asher, and it's about this girl in high school who commits suicide, and she leaves 13 tapes for her best friend. Wow, I don't know his name. I just know his real name, Dylan, because I worked with them this summer. I was a paid extra for the show, And I'm not going to, like, put that out there that much because it's like I was an extra. It's not like you're going to see me that much. And I only worked there a couple times. But, yeah, so I only know his name is Dylan. But I don't know his real name. But it's about this. She leaves these 13 tapes for her friend. And there's 13 episodes, obviously, because it's called 13 Reasons Why. There's 13 tapes and there's 13 episodes about 13 reasons why she committed suicide. And I'm really actually excited to see how the production came out. They're still filming, and I don't know how I don't know how they're gonna release it on Netflix, because most things on Netflix, like, they come out as a series. You can watch all the series in one sitting if you would like. But I mean, I'm pretty sure they're still filming, because I still get emails on castings and stuff. So they said that they're going to come out before the end of 2016. So look out for that. It's called 13 Reasons Why. It'll be on Netflix. I think it'll be interesting. There's also a book. So yeah, I got to read that. they were giving out books when I went to work with them and stuff, but I didn't get a book. So I got to go buy my own book and read it before the series come out. Or, you know, what is the series before? I'm that type of person that's like, I'll just watch the movie, you know, but you know, I got to get into reading the books too. Anyways, that's my little spiel today. This is DJ Fizz at radio.dominican.edu. This has been What's Poppin' for all your news on pop culture and all that jazz. See you next time on Thursday from 5 to 6. I'll be here, so you know what, you should be too. Bye. They have to fall apart. It's been a while since I've been sober. This life can be so hard. I'd rather talk about you. See, you just don't know how beautiful you are. And maybe that's my favorite part. You walk around so clueless to it all. Like nobody gonna break your heart. It'll be alright, babe. See me, I got you covered. I'ma be your lover. You might be the one. If it's only tonight.